语课堂听 class.com
Part 2 Directions In this part of the test, you will hear a question asked on the audio program. After that, you will hear three possible responses to the question. Each question and response is given only once and is not written out in your book, so listen carefully. Then mark the letter that corresponds to the best response to the question on your answer sheet. Listen to a sample. You hear,
Where have you been, Steve?
You then hear, A.
At the gymnasium.
B.
Very well, thanks.
C.
Yes, I have.
Choice A, at the gymnasium, is the best response to the question, Where have you been, Steve? You should mark A on your answer sheet. Number 21.
How long have you lived in this apartment?
A.
A long way from here.
B.
For about 6 months.
C.
I saw a for rent sign.
Number 22.
Are airfares going up again?
A.
Yes, the plane already took off.
B.
The fare was around $500.
C.
That's what my travel agent told me.
Number 23.
How were your seats at the concert?
A.
The music was wonderful.
B.
We had a great view of the stage.
C.
It started at about 8 o'clock.
Number 24.
How about spending the afternoon at the beach?
A.
I think we spent too much for that.
B.
Those peaches look delicious.
C.
That sounds like a great idea.
Number 25.
Who taught you how to swim?
A.
No one. I learned on my own.
B.
I thought about going swimming.
C.
I taught my friend.
Number 26.
Is the grocery store far from here?
A.
Just some milk and eggs, please.
B.
It's just a few blocks.
C.
I've already put them away.
Number 27.
What's that book about?
A.
It's the biography of a famous actress.
B.
About 400 pages.
C.
Thanks. I'd enjoy reading it.
Number 28.
How often is he late for work?
A.
Once every few weeks at least.
B.
About half an hour.
C.
Because of a traffic jam.
Number 29.
Would you rather take a bus or walk?
A.
Yes, I would.
B.
I wouldn't mind getting a little exercise.
C.
This bus goes to the stadium.
Number 30.
Don't tell anyone what I told you, all right?
A.
Don't worry, I won't.
B.
That's what I said.
C.
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
Number 31.
Where did these flowers come from?
A.
At the florist's shop.
B.
From 9 to 5 o'clock. C. Someone delivered them.
Number 32.
Which of these two tools would be better for this job?
A. They work very hard.
B.
These two are good.
C.
They're both about the same.
Number 33.
Whom should I contact when I arrive in Malaysia?
A.
It was signed by Mr. Malik.
B.
You'll be there by Wednesday.
C.
Call Mr. Malik.
Number 34.
Do you have the correct change?
A.
It's 10 o'clock.
B.
Yes, I have exactly the right amount.
C.
No, it hasn't changed at all.
Number 35.
I expect Akiko will be very successful, don't you?
A.
She said it was a great success.
B.
I'm sure she will be.
C.
Because of her experience.
Number 36.
What do you think of Jim's plan?
A.
He's planning to go.
B.
I like him a lot.
C.
It's too complicated.
Number 37.
Why didn't you tell me you'd gotten a promotion?
A.
I just found out myself.
B.
Because I did a good job.
C.
Yes, let's do.
Number 38.
You're not by any chance going downtown, are you?
A.
I'll probably take a taxi.
B.
I sure am. Do you want a ride?
C.
There's a chance it will go down.
Number 39.
How long ago did she graduate from the university?
A.
It was about 8 years ago.
B.
Yes, she's a graduate.
C.
For over 4 years.
Number 40.
Do you know if Mrs. Sims is planning to go to London?
A.
I think that's still her plan.
B.
She'll be there until next week.
C.
If you want to, go ahead.
Number 41.
Did you put the suitcase in the closet?
A.
Yes, I closed the suitcase.
B.
No, I put it under the bed.
C.
I put my clothes in it.
Number 42.
What gate is your flight leaving from?
A.
It's leaving on time.
B.
I'll be flying to Athens.
C.
Gate 23 on Concourse C.
Number 43.
Hadn't we better go now?
A.
Yes, I feel fine now, thanks.
B.
I've seen better ones before.
C.
You're right, I think we should.
Number 44.
When did your company first start doing business in Hong Kong?
A.
Over 40 years ago.
B.
This wasn't the first time.
C.
a shipping business. Number 45. Who can help Flora address those envelopes?
A.
I'll be happy to.
B.
They were addressed to her.
C.
Flora can wear her green dress.
Number 46.
Isn't this a picture of the Space Needle in Seattle?
A.
I've been to Seattle several times.
B.
I prefer rice to noodles.
C.
I believe it is.
Number 47.
If I have any more questions, can I call you later?
A.
Yes, I'll call you.
B.
Sure, call anytime.
C.
No, I don't have any questions.
Number 48.
Is there anywhere in this town to hear some good jazz?
A.
I've never been there.
B.
I used to listen to jazz years ago.
C.
There's a jazz club on Simon Street that's not bad.
Number 49.
What was it about the hotel you didn't like?
A.
The rooms were too small.
B.
The rates were very reasonable.
C.
Yes, I liked it.
Number 50.
Can you recommend a good family doctor?
A.
The doctor has two children.
B.
He recommended that I quit smoking.
C.
Dr. Kaufman at the medical center is excellent.
Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear short conversations involving two speakers. Each conversation is spoken only once and is not written in the book, so listen carefully. In your book, you will read a question about each conversation. Following each question are four answer choices, A, B, C, or D. Mark the letter that corresponds to the best answer on your answer sheet. Look at the example. You hear,
my wife and I plan to visit the Grand Canyon when we're in the United States.
You'll love it. It's a beautiful sight. Are you going on a bus tour?
No, we're going to rent a car at the Los Angeles airport and drive there ourselves.
You read, how will the man and his wife travel to the Grand Canyon? A. By plane. B. In a rental car. C. By bus. D. In a taxi. Choice B, in a rental car, is the best answer to the question, how will the man and his wife travel to the Grand Canyon? You should choose B. Number 51.
Mr. Hoffner, your appointment isn't until 11 a.m.
I always like to arrive a little early.
But you're here almost an hour ahead of time.
Number 52.
So, Yoshi, did you finally find an apartment?
Yes, Anne, I did. But it's unfurnished, so I need to buy some inexpensive furniture.
Maybe you should rent some, since you'll only be here 6 months.
Number 53.
Are you carrying any fresh fruit, vegetables, or meat? Yes, I have a basket of tropical fruit I'm taking as a gift to a friend.
Sorry, sir, but it's illegal to bring fresh fruit into the country.
Number 54. Have you mailed the brochures for next month's sale yet?
No, Mr. Metz. They won't be back from the printer until Wednesday or Thursday.
That's fine, as long as we get them in the mail by next Monday.
Number 55.
Call me at my office when you get back to your hotel.
Won't you be at home by then, Linda? I won't be back at my hotel until late this evening.
No, I'll be working late.
Number 56.
Have you made any big sales so far this week?
Just one.
That's still better than I've done.
Number 57.
Are these your notes from Monday's budget meeting?
No, Marina. I was out of town Monday, remember? Maybe they're Tom's.
No, I'd recognize his handwriting.
Number 58.
With all these new orders, we'll have to hire more production workers.
Are you sure, Mr. Heath? We still have plenty of back inventory.
Yes, but that won't last forever, and we just can't ask our current workers to put in any more overtime.
Number 59.
Have you read this new bestseller by Mark Westbrook?
No, I haven't. I don't really enjoy fiction.
I think you'd like this. It's a very fast-paced adventure.
Number 60.
Mr. Stevens, this is Marcia at Dr. Cheng's office. I'm just calling to remind you that you have a dental appointment tomorrow morning at 10.
Oh, it's a good thing you called. I'd forgotten all about it.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
Number 61.
Hello, David. This is Sam Briggs at Briggs Electronics Outlets. I'm just calling to see how that new campaign you're working on for me is going.
It's coming along fine, Sam. The radio spots have already been recorded, and they'll be on the air next week.
And the newspaper ads?
Number 62.
That SA5 unit hasn't been shipped yet, has it?
Yes, Ms. Andrews. The shipping company picked it up first thing this morning.
Oh, no! This invoice was supposed to be in the package.
Number 63.
Rosa, some people from the office are going hiking tomorrow. Would you like to join us?
I'd love to, but I'll be spending the day packing. I'm going to move to another apartment next week.
Well, maybe some other weekend then. See you at work Monday.
Number 64.
You know, that old watch you bought at the auction is worth a lot of money.
Really? How do you know so much about watches, Amy?
My father taught me. He was a jeweler, and he collected antique watches.
Number 65.
Paul, I'm working on the new schedule. Do you still want to work only 4 evenings a week?
Yes, but if possible, I'd like to work for a couple more hours every evening.
You could come in earlier if you want, say at 5 or 6.
Number 66.
Did you have a private room?
No, but there wasn't a patient in the other bed.
Well, that was fortunate for you. Number 67.
We'll send out someone to repair your copy machine as soon as possible.
Please try to send someone out this afternoon, Mr. Perkins. We have to copy some important documents for a meeting tomorrow.
If I were you, I'd send them out to a commercial copy center.
Number 68. I can't find the receipt for my airline tickets from that trip I took last week.
So, why do you need it, Phil?
If I don't have that receipt, my company won't pay me back for buying the tickets.
Number 69.
I've just finished that book called The 1 Minute Manager.
Oh, yes. I read that a long time ago. It made quite an impression on me.
Yes, I felt the same way.
Number 70.
Did you get a program from the usher?
Yes, it's right here in my purse. You can take a look at it during the intermission.
Good. I always like to read about the cast.
Number 71.
Do you want a glass of lemonade, Lorraine?
Just some ice water, please.
I prefer water when it's hot, too.
Number 72.
I wonder if there are any tickets left for the 9 o'clock concert Friday night.
Why don't you call the box office right now and find out?
The box office doesn't open until 3 p.m. I'll call then.
Number 73.
I'll never have lunch at the Old Oak Room again.
What was wrong this time, Frank? Was the soup cold, or were the waiters rude?
Neither, but we had to wait over an hour for our lunch.
Number 74.
Good evening, and welcome to the party. You must be George Nielsen's brother, Eric.
No, I'm his cousin.
Really? You two look enough alike to be brothers.
Number 75.
I love to spend afternoons looking through used bookstores.
Me too. And used books are so much cheaper than the new ones.
Well, for me, that's not the point. I'm looking for first editions and other hard-to-find books.
Number 76.
I just want a cup of coffee. Do I have to stand in that long line?
No, ma'am. Just pour yourself some coffee over there and pay the cashier.
Thanks. That will save a lot of time.
Number 77.
We've commissioned Ms. Anspach to do a portrait of our chief executive officer.
Oh? Is he going to pose for her?
No. I took a couple of snapshots of him, and she'll work from the photographs.
Number 78.
Lee, Mr. Devon wants to see you in his office.
Uh-oh. I bet he didn't like the work I did on the McVeigh project.
That's not it at all. He was so pleased with your work that he wants to take you out for lunch.
Number 79.
Well, the consultants have finally finished their work.
And what did they advise us to do about our problem?
That depends on which consultant you ask. Number 80.
My suggestion to cut expenses is to reduce bonuses for sales personnel by 50% for the next 6 months.
But John, those bonuses help motivate our sales staff. And a well-motivated sales staff brings in more new accounts for the company.
We'll tell them that this is only a short-term measure. I think they'll understand.
Part 4. Directions. During this part of the exam, there are a number of brief talks. These talks are not written out and are spoken only once, so you must listen carefully. There are two or more questions about each of the talks. Following the questions are four possible answers, A, B, C, and D. You must decide which of these best answers the question, and then mark the letter that corresponds to the best answer on your answer sheet. Questions 81 to 83 are based on the following talk.
The type of bicycle that you choose depends on the type of bicycling that you plan to do. The simplest bicycle has either three speeds or none at all. This type of bicycle provides basic transportation and is a bargain. For the serious bicycle commuter, a 10-speed bicycle is the best choice. This type of bicycle performs well on city streets and on highways. The sturdiest bicycle is the mountain bicycle, which is designed to be ridden on steep, rocky trails or on no trails at all. The most recently developed type of bicycle is the hybrid, which can be used on both paved city streets or on unpaved mountain trails.
Now read question number 81 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 82 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 83 in your book and answer it. Questions 84 to 87 refer to the following announcement.
And now, radio station KCFX presents this public service message. Bonfort Blood Center has just issued an urgent request for blood donations. Every year in late summer, the blood supply drops to dangerously low levels, and this summer is no exception. The Labor Day holiday weekend is coming up in a few days, and the possibility of numerous accidents is high, so the need is great. The shortage of blood type AB positive is particularly critical. It will only take a few minutes to donate, and every donor gets fruit juice and a cookie, as well as a pin that says, "I gave the gift of life." And remember, donors are eligible for an unlimited supply of free blood should they require it within the next year. So please, come on down to the Bonfort Blood Center, especially you AB positive donors.
Now read question number 84 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 85 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 86 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 87 in your book and answer it. Questions 88 to 90 are based on the following news item.
Today, North American Airlines made the announcement that it will move its main training facility to Minneapolis next year. Industry analysts were taken by surprise by the announcement. North American had been expected to move the facility to one of its hub cities, Salt Lake City or St. Louis, or to keep it in its present location, Atlanta. Analysts speculate that Minneapolis must have made an offer North American could not refuse, including generous tax breaks. Minneapolis, in return, receives hundreds, even thousands, of desirable, well-paying jobs.
Now read question number 88 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 89 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 90 in your book and answer it. Questions 91 and 92 are based on the following recording.
Thank you for calling Photo World. We offer high-quality, low-cost developing service. For color film, bring in a roll by noon and pick it up after 3 the following day. Enlargements, reproductions, and black and white film developing are done in 3 or 4 days. We also offer many types of color film for sale at special discount prices.
Now read question number 91 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 92 in your book and answer it. Questions 93 to 95 are based on the following talk.
Film has its Oscars, music has its Grammys, television has its Emmys, and advertising has its Clios. Clio Awards are given for a wide variety of achievements in advertising, including Television Commercial of the Year. The award ceremony was televised annually until 1991. In that year, the organization granting the awards collapsed due to financial mismanagement and ownership problems. In subsequent years, the organization was taken over by new management and revived. A new panel of 30 international judges was appointed, and the number of awards was reduced from over 400 to just 72.
Now read question number 93 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 94 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 95 in your book and answer it. Questions 96 and 97 are based on the following announcement.
At the end of the workday, do your hands, arms, or back ever ache? This can be a warning sign of serious problems caused by incorrect posture or hand position while working at a desk, or by the improper arrangement of office equipment or furniture. This Friday at 11, Diana Hartwick will discuss these matters at a seminar for all interested office workers, and will explain simple ways to avoid fatigue and pain in the office. Ms. Hartwick is a physical therapist who has specialized in ergonomics, the study of the relationship between workers and their environment. All office staff should make every effort to attend this seminar.
Now read question number 96 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 97 in your book and answer it. Questions 98 to 100 are based on the following news item.
More unusually cold temperatures are expected for tonight and tomorrow throughout the Deep South. Hard freezes are expected over much of Florida, and despite the growers' best efforts, much of the citrus crop will probably be lost. This cold wave, along with last month's flooding in Southern California, means citrus fruits are going to be in short supply. That means more imports and, of course, higher prices in the grocery store. Experts predict that prices for oranges may climb to their highest level in 5 years. Consumers should start seeing these higher prices in about 2 to 3 months. So stock up on that frozen orange juice while you can still afford it.
Now read question number 98 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 99 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 100 in your book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the reading comprehension section.